Two men are now charged in connection with last week's shooting in North Canton. Police say 19-year-old Jerron McLeod of Canton and Julius Edwards were arrested by the U.S. Marshals Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force on Dewey Place Southwest in Canton Tuesday afternoon and booked into the Stark County Jail. They face charges including complicity to aggravated robbery, discharging a firearm near prohibited premises, felonious assault, and having weapons while under disability. The shooting happened Thursday on Rose Lane Southeast. The victim suffered a gunshot wound to the leg and was hospitalized in stable condition. Police say the incident was isolated. A man will serve community service instead of jail time for a North Canton pedestrian death. 22-year-old Christian Greco of Lake Township pleaded no contest last month to vehicular homicide and failure to yield. On Tuesday, visiting Judge Stephen McElvain ordered a $500 fine, 48 hours of community service, attend a victim awareness class, and have no contact with the victim's family. Greco's license is suspended for 2 years. He was driving a city truck in April 2025 when he struck 78-year-old Joanne Smith in a crosswalk near North Main and 7th Street. She died weeks later from her injuries. A federal jury in Cleveland has found a former Ohio bank employee guilty in a scheme that targeted elderly customers, including one in Canton. Prosecutors say 36-year-old Yu Sao used his job as a quant analytics manager to access confidential client information between 2022 and 2023. Instead of protecting customers from fraud, he created email accounts in their names, enrolled them in online banking without permission, and transferred about $2 million into accounts he controlled. More than 100 victims, some between 90 and 103 years old, were targeted in several states. Sal was convicted of bank fraud, aggravated identity theft, and money laundering. He faces up to 30 years in prison. Sentencing has not been scheduled. Firefighters fought multiple blazes across Stark County this week with no serious injuries. In Washington Township, flames broke out Tuesday morning in the attic of a mobile home on Union Avenue. Hours later in Jackson Township, crews put out a carport fire involving multiple vehicles at an apartment complex on Fulton Drive Northwest. The state fire marshal is investigating the cause of each blaze. In Plain Township, a mobile home on Willow Row Avenue Northeast was destroyed Monday afternoon when insulation caught fire while residents were heating frozen pipes. One person was treated for smoke inhalation. The trial for a woman accused of starting a Canton house fire has been continued with no new date set. 43-year-old Francesca Winston Johnson of Canton was scheduled to be tried January 27th in Stark County Common Pleas Court. Her attorney requested a continuance due to a recent eye injury, which Judge Taryn Heath approved. Winston Johnson is accused of setting clothing on fire in a closet at a 19th Street Northeast home in January 2025. One adult and three children were inside at the time. The fire caused about $27,000 in damage, but no one was injured. She faces charges including aggravated arson and endangering children. Canton police will soon have drones to help in emergency responses. City Council unanimously approved a contract with Brink Drones through Motorola Solutions Monday. The city gets a 1-year free trial with 3 drones, one launched from a city building and 2 in patrol vehicles. They can arrive before officers, providing real-time video and audio to respond to crimes, search for missing children, survey fires or hazardous situations, and deliver emergency supplies such as Narcan or EpiPens. If the program continues, the contract could cost about $100,000 per year. The repository reports some residents voiced privacy concerns. Police say cameras will only be used in public spaces. The Perry Local School District is moving ahead with plans for a new middle school. Site work, including tree removal, is expected to begin in about 2 weeks at Hartwick Park. The new building will combine Edison Middle School and Pfeiffer Intermediate and serve students in grades 5 through 8. The $62 million project is mostly state-funded and is scheduled to open in the fall of 2028. Residents opposing the $600 million East Palestine train derailment settlement have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review their case. The group, including Reverend Joseph Sheely, filed a petition after a lower court blocked their appeal because they did not post an $850,000 bond. They say the cost denies them their legal right to appeal. Norfolk Southern attorneys say they will not respond unless asked, and the Supreme Court will decide whether to hear the case or let the settlement stand. A man is dead after a house fire early Tuesday in Boardman. Firefighters responded to the 3900 block of Risher Avenue, found the man in his 40s, and took him to the hospital, where he later died. Neighbors had said they heard a popping sound and saw flames through the roof. The state fire marshal is investigating. U.S. Marshals have identified the man shot by officers in Coitsville Township as 75-year-old John Doyle. He was wanted on a December 2025 failure to comply charge and was found in a motorhome on Gallupi Drive. Officers say he pointed a firearm at them, prompting them to fire. EMS was called and Doyle was taken to the hospital. His condition is unknown. Warren police are investigating a shooting that later turned fatal. The victim, Daryl Staggers, was taken to St. Joseph Warren Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The shooting occurred Monday afternoon on Elm Road. Officers found a car with shattered windows and bullet holes and marked at least 17 pieces of evidence in the road. Police have not released any information on suspects. Cortland has a new mayor after a special city council meeting. Tuesday's meeting followed the recall of former mayor Deidre Petrosky last week, which passed in a 74-24 vote. Council members voted to appoint Vice President Jim Bradley as mayor. He will complete the term through the end of 2027. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.